This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Democratic candidate training organization Emerge America is severing ties with its chapter in Colorado. CPR's Benta Berglund reports.
Emerge Colorado has helped train many prominent Democratic women over the years, including Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. But the national organization said it will immediately end its relationship with Emerge Colorado after receiving complaints about the management. Current executive director Lisa Calderon hit back against the separation, claiming the national group is attempting a hostile takeover of the Colorado affiliate. I'm Benta Berglund, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is defending the pick of a former city attorney to the board of the city's flagship hospital. CPR's John Daly explains the attorney lobbies for one of the nation's biggest tobacco companies.
Doug Freed-Nash is a lobbyist for tobacco giant Altria. He lobbied to defeat measures to ban flavored tobacco in the city and state. Last year, Hancock appointed him to the board of Denver Health. When asked if the two roles are incompatible, Hancock said no.
I do not see it as a conflict. I don't think he sees it as a conflict. Denver Health doesn't see it as a conflict.
The chair of the hospital's board says the issue hasn't come up, and Freed-Nash would recuse himself if it did. Freed-Nash declined a CPR's request for an interview. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An animal welfare group is suing the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs. The group alleges mistreatment of the zoo's elephants, and they ask to be released to an elephant sanctuary. The zoo says the suit from the Non-Human Rights Project is misguided, and the zoo says their elephant exhibits raise $75,000 a year for elephant conservation efforts. It's CPR News and KRCC.